end of the second hour of the program, you may take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
On our site, you can control the content. The items on the front page have been placed there by listeners just like you. You can submit whatever content you think is interesting. Maybe it's a news article, blog post, something funny, whatever you want to do. Put it up on the site. People can vote it up or vote it down as they see fit. You get to vote on things as well. If you go to freetalklive.com, you can get interactive. We've been talking about prohibition. Let's go to the phones. Matula is on the line in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Matula.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's on your mind?
I want to start off my day by saying I agree with Johnny Ray, and I am the leader of the new free world, okay?
Nice. Nice.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Johnny Ray once said that, quoted. But anyways, as far as the drug use is concerned, man, I understand what you guys are saying. I understand what everybody is saying. I got to look at it from a lot of different angles. I'm looking at it from a... When I'm 39 years old. When I was 25 years old, bro, I used to, like, be in that lifestyle. Now I'm a grown man working, paying taxes, doing all that good stuff, what I'm supposed to do. So as far as the drug use concerned, I think it should be legal because I used to have prostitutes working for me, and I know they would have a better life if they had better drugs. You know what I mean? If they didn't have to get that cut, what we call diesel crack. It's cut with diesel fuel, and it comes from California, Washington. Yeah, I mean, these are good women. If they had a chance, they could get off the street and have a chance, do the methadone or whatever it takes for them to get off the streets. I'm with people getting off the streets, so it's got to be legal for them to do that. You can't force them into treatment. It's not going to work. It hasn't worked thus far.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So it's certainly true that prostitutes, a lot of them are working to support a drug habit. I mean, that's absolutely the case.
It's one of the few jobs you can do that, you know, it doesn't have a victim. It's one of the few sort of, in my, legitimate isn't the right term, because legitimate comes from the word legal. But this...
It's high paying.
Yeah, this moral, I suppose. It's one of the few moral jobs you can do and make enough money to, support a habit.
Matula, anything else you want to share about your experience?
Yeah. I just advise the kids to stay away from the bath salts, all that old crap that they sound. Smoke some weed, like Marcus was saying. If you're going to smoke some weed, smoke it with your kid. Don't let the next man do it. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, smoke a joint with your kid, explain it to him, what he's getting.
I think that makes sense. And I thank you, Matula, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Because, as we were talking about in the last hour, harm reduction acknowledges that drug use is a real thing. It is a likely thing. As has been pointed out, alcohol is a very powerful drug. It is also a very popular drug. It is far more dangerous than marijuana, and I agree with Matula's suggestions there. Look, there was one point I wanted to make about these rave busts that I didn't get a chance to get to at the end of the last hour. There was a rave over the weekend where 100 arrests were made, mostly for drug offenses and drunkenness, at this what was called the Beyond Wonderland concert at Mountain View. It was a weekend-long concert, which inevitably means, I mean, even if it were just a night, you know, one-night concert, there would still be people with drugs there. But a weekend-long concert, there's a bunch of drugs there. There's people there would have drugs for the whole weekend. They're going to be high from Friday afternoon through Monday, basically. I know, because I've been to these things before. And what I thought was particularly remarkable here is that the police lieutenant who's speaking in this story admits that of the 40,000 electronic music fans that had gathered at this huge concert, that's a lot of people, 40,000 people, there was no major medical emergency reported. That's a testament to how safe... Even though it's a black market, to how safe it is. I mean, if there were bad drugs at this rave, you'd expect to see some kind of indicator of that. You know, somebody having a bad time.
By the way, this is a great argument against sort of government licenses for restaurants serving to their customers. I mean, you know, you have a really high incentive for drug dealers here to poison their the highest incentive there is out there to provide a bad product in the marketplace is essentially at one of these events. You go around, you sell thousands and thousands of dollars worth of your drug, and you dip up out of there with a bunch of money in your pocket, mm-hmm. and you're fine. And still they didn't have a major medical incident with 40,000 people.
It's incredible. Now, that's not to say somebody didn't have a bad trip or a bad time or whatever. Obviously, that's likely to be the case. But no major medical emergencies out of 40,000, likely most, probably 90% of them are drinking or using some sort of drug. That's a real testament to even though these things are illegal, that it's still a relatively safe thing. In fact, if you look at overdoses on illegal drugs, they don't even come close to legal drug prescription products. Like when a doctor prescribes you a prescription drug and you're taking it according to the prescription, there's more people that die from properly prescribed prescription medication every year. I think it's on order of 10 times as many people die from that as they do from overdosing on illegal drugs. So I just thought that was an interesting thing to highlight about that particular situation. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And since we're on the topic, I have another related story. This from medicalexpress.com. The international war on illegal drugs is failing to curb supply, despite the increasing amounts of resources being plowed into law enforcement activities, finds research published in the online journal BMJ Open. Since 1990, the street price of illegal drugs has fallen in real terms, while the purity and potency of what's on offer has generally increased, both of which are indicators of availability. The United Nations recently estimated the illicit drug trade is worth at least $350 billion every year. And that's a lot of money, $350 billion? You think you're just going to arrest your way out of that problem?
It hasn't worked so far. I mean, you've got decades. If this whole arresting your way out of the drug war problem was going to work, it should have worked since the early
70s. Generations now.
Right. It's this started basically under Nixon, although you could take it all the way back to, you know, long decades before that. But the drug war has been ramped up for at least four decades. If you were going to win, you would have won by now. The best thing the ONDCP can claim. And I want you to hear just how incredibly pathetic your drug enforcement agencies are. Just how pathetic they are. They claim, well, we've diminished crack use. I mean, it's stupid. It's just ridiculous.
They didn't do anything.
Fashion changed.
Things changed. Yeah.
It's like the fashion industry claiming that they did away with bell bottoms. People stopped buying crack. They want something else.
Yep. The researchers analyzed data from 7 international government-funded drug surveillance systems, which had at least 10 years of information on the price and purity of cannabis, cocaine, and opiates, including heroin. They also reviewed the number of seizures of illegal drugs in drug production regions, rates of consumption in markets where demand for illegal drugs is high. 3 of the 7 surveillance systems reported on international data, 3 reported on U.S. data, and 1 reported from Australia. In some cases, the data went back as far as 1975, with the most recent data going back to 2001. 3 major trends emerged from the data analysis. The purity potency of illegal drugs either generally remained stable or increased between 1990 and 2010. With few exceptions, the street price generally fell and seizures of drugs increased in both the countries of major supply and demand. In the U.S., after adjusting for inflation and purity, the average street price of heroin, cocaine, and cannabis fell by 81%, 80%, and 86%, respectively. Whereas the purity and or potency of these drugs increased by 60%, 11%, and 161%, respectively. So despite the crackdown, the continuing crackdown, all the millions of people that have been arrested, the drugs are more available, more pure, and more affordable than they have ever been. 855, 450, free, at least under prohibition. They'd be more affordable if they weren't prohibited. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses?
MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Freetalklive.com features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact over at cam.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with the other listeners there because the chat room is built right into the same page as the cam. So go to, once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, if you are fed up with prohibition and you want to join with a group of people who are willing to actually do something about it, Well, you really should go to freestateproject.org. It's not just about prohibition, though. It's just one of the myriad of issues that people are getting active on here in New Hampshire. Are we having amazing wins in that particular area? No, not yet. But if we get enough people who care about freedom together in the same place, we'll start to see that happen. And New Hampshire is slowly moving in a direction towards decrim. We did have a medical bill pass this year, finally, so that's good news. And hopefully we're going to see more of that as more people get active. Of course, people who come here as part of the Free State Project can get active in whatever they feel is most appropriate. Some people are really into gun freedom, so they get active on that front, or maybe educational freedom, like homeschooling or unschooling, and they get active on that front. So there's a lot of different areas for people to get involved.
Lots of people into food, sort of getting back to the land kind of food production.
Sustainability, yep. And that kind of thing. Local
sourcing.
Yep, you're
one of them, Mark. I went and got my hand bit by one of your pigs today.
Yeah, I think I just like it. I think I'm maybe a little different. I don't know that I think it's going to save the world. I just dig it.
Yeah, I'll buy that. It's a nice feature of your property, I think.
Yep.
Go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, if you understand what it means to be free, that you should allow others to be free in order to have freedom yourself, if you know what freedom means, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, you really owe it to yourself to check out the Free State Project. Again, go to freestateproject.org. We're talking about something that might be a surprise to a prohibitionist, someone who believes that they can change the world around them by the use and the threat of force and stop people from using drugs. Well, that's been tried, and it continues to be tried, and it doesn't work. There are millions of people who've been arrested for possession and sales of drugs in just the United States alone. Of course, it's also an international issue as well. And a recent review, as being cited over at medicalexpress.com from the online journal BMJ Open, reviewed 7 surveillance systems that report on international drug data about seizures of illegal drugs and rates of consumption, quality of drugs, purity, etc. They found that after adjusting for inflation and purity in the United States between 1990 and 2010, the street price fell generally, and seizures of drugs increased, and the purity increased as well, the potency. So it's
competition,
it's
is bringing better drugs to the marketplace,
even to the black market.
Yeah, in the black market, here in the United States. Now, what time frame was this?
From 1990 to 2010.
2010. So the Silk Road hadn't even come into that scenario. That
doesn't
have anything to do with really online sales.
That's right. Similar trends.
This is one of the things that we've found recently is that there's this, they talk about bitcoins and its relationship to this online drug bazaar marketplace on Tor is the Silk Road, where somebody can just go ahead and find much more pure, tested drugs than they would be able to find in the marketplace.
Yep, exactly. And it's not just true in the U.S., it's also true in Europe. Similar trends were observed there, where during the same time period, the average price of opiates and cocaine, adjusted for inflation and purity, decreased by 74% and 51%, respectively. And in Australia, where the price of cocaine fell by 14% and the price of heroin and cannabis dropped by 49%. In the U.S., seizures of cocaine roughly halved between 1990 and 2010, but those of cannabis and heroin rose by 465% and 29%, respectively. In Europe, seizures of cocaine and cannabis fluctuated, but seizures of heroin had risen 380% by 2009. On the basis of the data, the authors conclude, as previous studies have, that the global supply of illicit drugs has likely not been reduced in the previous 2 decades. They add, in particular, the data presented in this study suggest that the supply of opiates and cannabis have increased, given the increasing potency and decreasing prices of these illegal commodities. And they conclude that these findings suggest that expanding efforts at controlling the global illegal drug market through law enforcement are failing. It is hoped this study highlights the need to re-examine the effectiveness of national and international drug strategies that place a disproportionate emphasis on supply reduction at the expense of evidence-based prevention and treatment of problematic illegal drug use. In an accompanying podcast, co-author Dan Werb says that other indicators of the effectiveness of illegal drug policies are needed, such as rates of HIV-related transmission. So it doesn't matter how much you crack down, the drugs are still there. They're more potent than they've ever been, and they're as available, if not more available, than they've ever been, and more affordable than they've been. So it fails on all fronts. And at the same time,
what it doesn't fail at is getting people to do the drugs. One thing we can be certain of is that what the drug war, what we've been doing all along, is effective in getting people to do drugs. What we can see is stopping the drug war. When you look at places like Portugal and Amsterdam, it's effective in diminishing the amount of people doing drugs. So if you want your kids to do drugs, you just keep on advocating for drugs to be illegal.
Yeah.
You remember that every time you think that the best solution to the problem is making it illegal, that what in fact you do is you're sentencing your child to a life of addiction to these chemicals.
It's so true. You know, there was there's this mom in Keene who pressed for this ban on synthetic drugs, as they're called. She got it. She got what she wanted. They passed the ban 15-0 in the city council. And
I wonder about this ban on the synthetic drugs.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt what you're doing,
no,
but I really do. I wonder, in a world where you ban both marijuana and synthetic marijuana, mm-hmm. I think that people do synthetic marijuana because it's legal and available,
yep,
and relatively inexpensive compared to marijuana, which is less, you know, certainly not legal, less readily available in some cases maybe, and maybe more expensive. I don't know.
Okay, point of information. I can't say I have a lot of experience with synthetic drugs, but I've never purchased them,
mm-hmm,
okay? But as I understand it, you know, it was like $20 for a baggie. And I don't know how much was in that baggie, so maybe...
Or how much you need to get high within the baggie.
So maybe it was a little bit cheaper, but I don't know how much cheaper it was compared to a bag of, you know, real cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And also, remember, if you're smoking something that they call synthetic cannabis, first of all, it's not being advertised as that in store. That's just kind of what it's called on the street by people who don't know any better. Oh, that's synthetic cannabis. Whoa, hold on a second. It's something that is a chemical produced by some Chinese chemical manufacturer that is sprayed on some kind of herbal mixture, put into a little foil baggie that says not for human consumption on it, and then people put that into pipes and they smoke it. It doesn't have any relation to cannabis. Now, originally it did. There was, JWH-12 or whatever. The original versions of this stuff were very similar to cannabis. When I tried it for the first time, it was a few years ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I did feel like it was a cannabis-like high. But then I tried something else called, like, Bizarro or something like that, which was also supposedly synthetic cannabis. Had nothing. No, it was not at all like cannabis. It was a trip. I mean, it was very intense. I took two hits of it, and I had to stop because I knew if I took a third one, I didn't know what was going to happen. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And of course, so speaking of the features on the site, we do have the archives where you can just click and download as many episodes as you'd like, all for free, freetalklive.com.
It's been kind of hard to get to turn your cash into bitcoins recently. The websites that used to do it really aren't online at this time. And that's why I'm happy to tell you about cashintocoins.com. It's a safe, fast, legal, easy, inexpensive way to get bitcoins. And in fact, the best part, customer service is their top priority. Cashintocoins.com allows you to go to any Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or credit unions in your town that have shared branching. There's a magic term you got to use. It's called shared branching in order to find a place where you can turn your cash into bitcoins. But within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you'll get bitcoins. Just go to cashintocoins.com. Saw a post on Facebook today, said, the first time, the learning curve, it was a little cumbersome because they had to figure it out, but they know that now they know how to do it. It's going to take minutes the next time to get their bitcoins with cashintocoins.com. When I say it's safe, you don't have to meet a stranger in a public place just to turn your cash into bitcoins. That's one of the ways that you can turn bitcoins, your cash into bitcoins, is to, meet somebody someplace to hand them some cash, and then they transfer some bitcoins over to you. And yep, I've done it.
That's how I usually do it. There's a very shady character that I bought my bitcoins from.
Well, I'm as shady as you want me to be. So it's cashintocoins.com.
We were talking about synthetic drugs, and Mark, you were kind of asking this question of, well, if synthetic drugs are made illegal, and synthetic drugs are commonly known as bath salts or synthetic cannabis.
Incense.
Well, they're sold as incense. You can't sell it as synthetic cannabis. But they're sold as incense, but the street names are bath salts, which is this huge category. Bath salts is all kinds of stuff. Synthetic cannabis is also a huge category as well, and it includes a lot of things that have nothing to do with cannabis, from my understanding of it. But your question was, Mark, well, if both of these things are illegal now, so regular cannabis and synthetic cannabis, or MDMA, cocaine, and bath salts, which are bath salts generally kind of ape some of the other illegal drugs, is sort of the intention. Your question was, wouldn't people be more likely to go ahead and do the original product? Is that what you're...
Right. So if you... Okay, so if you make these synthetic marijuana illegal, just like marijuana is, wouldn't people cease to do the synthetic marijuana and begin to do the marijuana again, because some of the incentives to do the synthetic marijuana may have been destroyed, and marijuana's incentives are the, it then mirror marijuana's incentives, so people would want the original, better drug?
It's a reasonable theory, and I'd be interested to know, you know, what somebody who is a synthetic marijuana user would have to say about that. Because, again, we're not necessarily dealing with something that is imitating cannabis. We are dealing with a category of products. So, as I mentioned, this Bizarro or whatever it was that I smoked, last year.
By the way, I think it is Bizarro to not even know what it is you're smoking.
Well, I took Rich Paul's word for it. He said it was his favorite one. So, I trust Rich Paul, and that's why I went for it.
Okay, it's Bizarro still.
Seems settled yet.
Well, I think there was Bizarro. There was Bizarro, and there was another one that Rich liked, and I'm pretty sure it was Bizarro. And it was intense, man. I didn't know, because I had had synthetic marijuana before, and it was very much like, you know, cannabis. It had that same kind of buzz to it.
A couple of years ago, there was one of these Republican free staters who you'll see around Keene sometime,
mm-hmm.
was peddling this canine stuff. He's always looking for a deal and trying to make a buck, and he was hustling some of this canine that he had got in Vermont or maybe around here, and it was about to be banned. I smoked some of it, and it was very much like smoking marijuana, but I think the effects did not... lasted a fraction of the time.
That's right. Yeah.
That normal marijuana did. And it wasn't quite the same. And I would say the quality of the experience was just definitely at least a little bit less than the real Tabasco.
No, I think that's true.
I'm proud to say I have not smoked any of this crap.
I think that's true. And that's also something I've heard about the bath salts as well. Like they'll tweak the chemical combo to where it's supposedly somehow related to cocaine or whatever it is they're trying to ape, you know, MDMA. There's different stuff that they're trying to match. But all of them don't have the same duration of time. And so people are more likely to continue redosing in order to get to the kind of effects for the length of time that they might want. So because of that redosing, maybe it's more addictive as a result of that. And there's no doubt, like, I'm pretty sure these synthetic drugs, they're probably really bad things. And there's been lots of stories about people dying as a result of the use of these so-called synthetic drugs. So I understand why people are concerned about them. But I think that the problem is not the drugs, you know. The problem is the user. As we were talking about, you alluded to this story previously, Mark, that we had discussed on a couple Saturdays ago, I believe it was, about the rational choices of crack addicts and how when put in a laboratory environment and given the choice between crack all day long or being given money instead of the crack, and the money would be given at the end of the experiment after several weeks,
crack addicts chose
the money.
Point about that story, the people in the program didn't know the dose was different every day. So
that's true.
So they would get the one in the morning, and then they would base their decision, I think, in the afternoon on that dose. And if they liked it, if it was strong enough, they'd go for it. And if it wasn't, then they'd say, no, I'll take the money.
And, well, what it turned out, though, Johnny Ray, was it didn't matter how great the dose was. And we're talking, like, medical-grade crack here. It didn't matter what the dose was.
If it was 20 bucks.
If it was 20 bucks, they take the 20 bucks every single time.
That's right.
So they made these rational choices. And what it went to prove was that it wasn't the crack that was addictive, that it was the circumstance of the person's life that created their desire to escape, which created their addiction, essentially. That if these people were living, they'd previously been in very poor living situations, you know, urban rundown areas that they, you know, didn't have much to live for. They weren't happy about their lives. And so that's why they were crack addicts in the first place. They didn't just take, you know, normal people off the streets. They took addicts who were already addicted to these products and put them in the hospital and put them through this test. So the problem is at home. So for all the parents that are out there that are worried about their kids or their children or teenagers have already had a problem, then I would say you need to look at your own home life and find out, you know, what it is that you might be doing wrong as a parent, because there's a reason why your child is out injecting heroin. And it probably isn't because heroin's addictive. It's probably because they're bummed out about something. I don't know. Maybe their parents are abusive. Well, maybe they don't get fed at home. I don't know what the issue is.
Experimentation's an issue, too. The question, I mean, a full-on addiction is different than sort of experimentation. I went out when I was a teenager. I would be willing to do just about anything anybody handed me. It's, in my opinion, a suicidal way to be, and that's why I'm very concerned about you taking this bizarro stuff. But whatever.
I tried it once, Mark.
It doesn't matter how many times you try it. You only have to try a bullet, Russian roulette once. God. So I consider that to have been suicidal behavior on my part, going out and just trying any old drug that was out there. But it was really, it was experimentation. You know, what's this like? What's that like?
Sure, sure.
So, something that was unpleasant wasn't going to get done again.
So anyway, that's all I have to say about that particular issue. 855-450-FREE. I don't recommend that stuff. I think it is, you know, probably could be dangerous to people. But on the other hand, you know, there are probably millions of people who've used it safely, so there's that factor as well.
Ian, did you have DARE for most of your school experience?
No, actually, it only had it in fifth grade, really. There was a constant DARE class in fifth grade that happened on like a weekly basis, but there wasn't anything real heavy after that or before it.
I seem to remember people coming in and talking to me very early, and I remember as a second grader or a little older getting very curious about these magic things.
And telling you all about it.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
It happened to me at church. They came through with this stuff.
There's more coming up here. 855-453. Maybe you want to tell about your experience in DARE class or share anything that's on your mind. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. If you like the show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it means that you send $5 a month to the show. We invest it into Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board with the program. Expose new people to the ideas of freedom because, gosh, they're important. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get behind the show that way and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. And we do appreciate you if you become an amplifier. We appreciate you even if you can't afford it. So, but please, it's $5 a month. Cut a cup of coffee out of your monthly budget and send it to Free Talk Live. We can do a whole lot and bring people to the ideas of freedom for that $5. So, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. Nicole is in New York listening online at freetalklive.com. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. All the talk of drugs just made me think of all my experiences with drugs and addiction and all that.
Tell me about it.
Well, when I was 15 years old, I'm 30 now, so half a lifetime ago, my doctor put me on codeine for pain management, and everybody used to warn me, like, oh, be careful, it's addictive, but it wasn't until about 7 years later, actually, that I realized how addictive it was, and I asked, stepped up to Vicodin, and then I found friends with Percocet, and I just wanted to take more and more and more of this stuff that can be legal, you know, and it just really turned into a full-blown opiate addiction, and when I was 25, I landed in detox because I really, really hit rock bottom.
So you started at 15, and it was a 10-year-long process before you hit rock bottom?
Yes.
Wow. What did you end up finding yourself doing around rock bottom?
Around rock bottom, it was Percocet. A lot of Percocet.
What were you paying?
The 10 milligrams for $5.
Mm-hmm. And how often were you dosing? How often were you buying them? Were you running out every day to get some? What was your habit like?
Every day. Towards the very end, like the last week, I would be at the pawn shop pawning whatever I could and then bringing money over and getting whatever I could. And I remember the very last day, like the day that I went into detox, I was to get $30 from the pawn shop. I went over, and I got some stuff, and I just felt a little bit of relief. And then within hours, I had a friend who worked as a counselor for teens with problems like that. And so I called her, and she called my mom, and we met at my house and had, like, this mini intervention, and my friend drove me to a detox place. And I was only there for 3 days, and they wanted me to go to the actual rehab part of it, but, like, I was so ready to just be done with it that as soon as it was out of my system and it was good for an entire day, I just wanted to go home and get on with the rest of my life. But it's just amazing how much it really just rips the very soul.
So did you just do the detox and then head home after the 3 days, and were you successful with that?
I was.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
I think that goes right along with, that goes hand in hand with the fact that you stopped early. You got started when you were really young. It took a hold of you. But when you're 25, you're still a very, very, very young woman.
Still, that's a 10-year-long addiction. I mean, it's pretty profound.
No, it's significant. But
people, what I think it shows is that she was ready to quit, and so it wasn't as difficult.
Yes, that's what it is, too. I've seen people who will go to places like that, and then as soon as they get out, they're like, oh, I'm a free person, and they just do it all over again because they were forced into it. But I wanted to be there. I wanted to be done with it.
So did you have any of the pain and the delirium and the incredible, like, profound body changes that go with withdrawal after a 10-year habit?
Let's see. It was like...
I might be mixing my drug... my drug habits here. I'm thinking of the train spotting scene with the heroin.
It was like restless leg syndrome over my entire body. I didn't get the stomach issues, and the detox place even said that they were really surprised that I didn't get that. And I was very thankful about that, for sure. But it was just like the restless leg syndrome all over my entire body, and just like the, oh, God, it just makes me want to rock in my chair.
So you were pawning stuff, but, I mean, in a 10-year addiction, you couldn't have had that much stuff to pawn. Were you stealing as well?
No, I wasn't. I didn't feel addicted until after 7 years, because I took it, like, as prescribed, which wasn't too often. But then I started to realize, like, wow, if I just take a little bit more, I feel, like, really, really good.
Hmm. The fact that you're able to kick it in 3 days, what that says to me here is that I often find that formulas are given to professionals all the time. Follow the formula, you'll be successful. Follow the formula, you'll be successful. Always do the formula. Anybody who deviates from the formula is going to fail. And in having been in advertising for 10 years, it's what I've come to believe is that the customer probably knows better what they want and need than anybody else. And you didn't need the formula. They have a formula that says you should have been in drug treatment for 2 or 3 or 4 months. And you didn't need that.
No, I had a new job that I was just getting into. And I was like, no, this is a good job. And I just want to get right to this and get my life back and get back on track.
I thank you, Nicole, for sharing your story. Any other thoughts you want to get out there tonight?
Well, the funny thing is, too, not towards my rock bottom spot, but there were times where I think I did heroin like 2 or 3 times. But for me, like with the pills, it was like I couldn't get high enough, and so I was always constantly doing them. But with heroin, I would do like a line of eight, and I'd be good. And then I just wouldn't feel the need to do anything for a while. I felt satiated enough. And I don't know, I feel like if stuff like that were legal, maybe. And I've seen people go way more rock bottom with heroin, but I don't know, me personally, anytime I did that, it was like I would do it once, and then I could let it sit the rest of whatever I had. I could let it sit there for, you know, weeks even, and I felt all right.
It's amazing how many people are addicted to prescription drugs, and how many people get addicted to prescription drugs because they were legitimately prescribed the prescription drug in the first place, and then, you know, the prescription runs out, and then they're still wanting that drug, and they go and they hit the black market for it. And is that how people start heroin, is by snorting it, Nicole? Because I've always wondered, you know, How do people end up with a needle in their arm? Do they really? Does anybody start with injecting, or is it usually they start with something a little lighter and then they move up to injecting?
I don't know. I never injected it, but I had a friend who he died a couple of years ago, actually, of a heroin overdose. He started snorting it, and then he confided in me. He said, you know, I never thought that I would do a needle, but I did a needle the other day, and I don't want to do it again. And then weeks later, he and another friend of mine, there was this extra strong strain that was going around my city. And they got it, and they didn't realize how strong it was.
Oh, no.
One of the friends got dropped off at somebody's house, and the one friend got dropped off at home alone. And so the one friend who was with his friend OD'd, and the other guy used to be into heroin, so he knew what to do and got him help, and he lived. And the kid that was dropped off alone and OD'd by himself ended up dying.
Nicole, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I do appreciate it. I hope people take something away from it. And thanks again for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think that it's very important for people to know how addictive prescription drugs can be. You know, just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's safe or that it's non-addictive or good for you. So be aware of that. It's a topic that's come up over... We've done this show for over a decade. And there was one show we did that was like all about prescription drug addiction. We had call after call after call of people telling their story, and that were very similar stories to Nicole's about addictions to oxycodone, Percocet, all these various different Xanax, these prescription drugs that people were into. It's striking. There are a lot of people hooked on those things.
You know, Rush Limbaugh is a great example.
He is.
He's probably the poster child for responsible drug use out there. He did this stuff for years and years and did the most popular nationally syndicated radio talk show, if you don't count Paul Harvey. He was huge.
But it still hurt his hearing, didn't it?
I believe it did.
So responsible, maybe he did a little too much.
No, I'll talk about it later.
Okay, you know something about Rush's habits? We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.